Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
On the way up here, I hope he's a preacher here tonight. But I already knew you woke me up early this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. I'm glad.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad that he accepts sinful men.
Right.
If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have any hope.
Right. Amen.
None of us would have any hope at all.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you tonight, I don't know what to do. Almost everything that's been said tonight goes right along with what he showed me today. And
thank you, Lord.
But this morning, he woke me up early this morning, and the thought I had was, you know, different ones has already said how important this service is and how they look forward to the service tonight, and I've looked forward to it all day. But when he woke me up this morning, the thought he showed me was how men and women would lay everything aside,
right,
and then get ready for these services.
Yeah.
The men of old. I remember my grandfather and my dad. And
tell us.
I thought about, you know, many times they would lay the crops aside, and they'd lay the things of the farm aside. The sawmill, the old saw, they'd shut her down because it was church time.
Yeah.
And they'd go to the house of God.
Yeah.
You know why they went to the house of God? Because it was important to them.
Amen.
It was something that was important and something they were looking forward to.
Amen.
Friend, today they had something. Friend, it wasn't of this world. And they lay aside the things of the world. I tell you tonight, it's already been said.
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard for us to lay aside of the world and the things of the world. We still in this human flesh, and it's hard to turn loose of the things of the world. But friend, the word of God tells us that we must turn loose of that, my friend, and grab hold of the things that's eternal. Friend, today there's people today that's still dreaming things in this world. People that's done very well in the world and in the worldly things. Many bestows millions. But you know what? Not all of that's temporal. I love it's temporal tonight. I want to try to share a thought with you tonight with the Lord's help and your prayers. I want to lead you a little bit of scripture, and I'll get out of the way. Maybe one of these other brothers want to preach tonight. But I got something I want to share with you tonight that he gave me. It's in Luke chapter 23. I want to share just a few verses with you tonight. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which was hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for what we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's all we want to read tonight. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just ask you tonight to add your blessings, Father, Lord, to the word tonight, Father. Help us to look into your word, rightly divide it in a way that be pleasing in thy sight. Lord, that it might touch the hearts of your people. Lord, most of all, that it may touch the heart of one that's lost and undone. Lord, that they may come to know you as their personal Savior. God, we just ask you to go with us tonight. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in all things. And help us to look to thee, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to think with us tonight. God can save anyone, anywhere, anytime. And boy, I'm thankful for that tonight. How thankful I am. I'm thankful tonight that he saved my soul, and I'm thankful tonight that he can save anybody. And I want you to look with me what was happening on the cross of Calvary here. Jesus was hanging there dying, taking our place. My friend, we could have life and that salvation could be for every person. But friend, he was showing us that he could save anybody at any time. I know people tonight that's been saved, a lot of people in the church, and that's good. I had an uncle that was saved down at the barn. Had a good friend that was pulled off the side of the road. He went just as far as he could go. He got down in the ditch and he began to ask God to save his soul. He asked the Lord to come into his heart and into his life. I knew a girl that got saved in a hog pen. He can save you anytime, anywhere, and my friend, any place. And he can save anyone. And my friend, Jesus came into the world to identify with sinners. And that's what he came for. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we're here as a church. That's why that our family, that's why that our ancestors would lay aside the things of the world. My friend, to come into the house of God, that people could be saved. My friend, they could look to them. My friend, I'm thankful tonight. When we look at this tonight,
amen.
Many times when we think about the cross and we think about what Jesus was doing for us there and how important it is, friend, it shows me how important that these services are that we come into now. As Brother Tommy's already said, it's important that we know where we're at with God. It's important tonight that we have part in these services. My friend, it's important tonight, most of all, that if a person's lost and undone, that they come to know Him as their personal Savior. Friend, Sunday, they're going to have the communion services. You can't commune with God unless you know Him as your personal Savior. And how important is that tonight? Friend, tonight it's important that our hearts are right with the Lord and that we're looking, my friend, to Him. Friend, I'm thankful tonight. When we look at the cross of Calvary, we see that Jesus took our place and He took our sins. My friend, He accepted sinful men. He accepted our sins and He bore them on the cross of Calvary that we could have life and have it more abundantly. You see today, God used the wrath of humans to glorify Himself. My friend, Jesus had the opportunity to demonstrate to the world the grace and the mercy and His great love, even in the last hours of His life. You know, when I think about the cross, I think about Him speaking out seven times and how He spoke in love each time. But friend, I want you to think about the last words and what was said in here. Friend, when we look at this tonight and we think about how that God is calling our people, friend, today He's reaching out to those that are lost and undone. Those tonight, my friend, that's cold and indifferent. He still stands with outstretched arms. His grace and His mercy is still extended to every person tonight. My friend, when we look at these two things tonight, we see a great demonstration of what the world looks like tonight. Friend, today there was two there. Two types of people. Friend, isn't it fitting tonight that when He hung on the cross, my friend, the contrast of these two thieves, of the two different types of people in the world tonight. My friend, tonight, when you look at that, you think about one here. He said, if you be the Christ, you come down, save yourself. Come down and save us also. Yeah. Even in the way, even in that He was hanging on a cross and He was dying for His sins. My friend, He continued in sin and continued on. But friend, the other thief, my friend, he looked at Jesus and he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I want you to see something about that tonight. He didn't just say, remember me. He said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He knew there was something different about Jesus. There was something different about Him than any other person. My friend, He knew that His kingdom was not this world. My friend, I'm so thankful tonight for that. I'm thankful tonight that God can save anybody, anywhere. My friend, He can save them on their deathbed tonight. You know, you have these people that say, I don't believe in that deathbed profession. I tell you right now, their heart gets right with the Lord. And they accept Him. They're just as saved as anybody else. My friend, friend, today, as long as there's life, my friend, as long as the mercy of God's extended, a person can be saved by the grace of God. I believe tonight that you can be saved on the deathbed. Friend, this thief, he wasn't going anywhere. My friend, he was dying right there on the cross. But friend, I tell you tonight, he looked at the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Isn't that something? I love the songs tonight. And I'm thankful tonight. You know, my hope is not in this world. My hope's in Jesus. My hope's in the Savior that died on the cross of Calvary tonight. And without that, I have no hope. Friend, I'm thankful tonight that He loved me so much, that He loved you and He loved the entire world so much that He'd go to the cross. My friend, He would suffer there for you and I. But friend, when we look at this thief, when he looked at Christ, he saw something there that was different. He saw something that compelled him to repent of his sins and accept Him as his Savior. You know, I'm so thankful for that tonight. I want you to see this tonight when the thief looked at the Lord. You know, Jesus never spoke to the thief. He never spoke to him one time before the thief spoke to him. Have you ever noticed that before? The first words Jesus ever said to him.
Amen.
The first words He ever said to him was, "You'll be with Me in paradise." Isn't that a wonderful thing? Yeah. You know
Amen.
What? I believe that thief, I believe the Holy Spirit did His work. I believe the Holy Spirit did His work in that thief's heart by the actions of the Lord Jesus Christ and how He went to the cross, humbled Himself, even to the cross of Calvary. He never lashed out. He was humble. The Bible said as a sheep before the shears. You see tonight, He humbled Himself and He saw love. Not only did the thief see it, but the Roman centurion saw it. He said, "Surely, surely this man must be the Son of God." You see, I think that when Jesus spoke to the thief too, He wasn't speaking to him about something he didn't know about. You know, He told the thief, He said, "Thou shalt be with Me in paradise." You know what Jesus was speaking about? He was speaking about a place that He knew about.
Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight. He was speaking about a place that was eternal.
Right.
He's speaking about a place that He came. You know, it awes me tonight when I think about God love you and I so
Amen.
Much
yeah.
that He laid aside
Amen.
The splendors of heaven.
Right.
And He came into this world and was born of a woman. Born of a woman. And that He came, my friend, that you and I could be saved. Friend, I believe that thief was sorry for his sins and he began to repent. I'm thankful tonight when the Lord touched me, when the Holy Spirit began to knock on my heart's door. Friend, I was sorry when I came to an altar and I asked the Lord to forgive me and to save me. I was sorry for my sins. And my friend, I'm glad tonight that He accepts you for who you are. I'm glad tonight that He accepts sinful people today. That's what He came to the cross for. Friend, I'm glad tonight that He identifies with you and I tonight and that He stands for us. You know, many things I've done down through life, I'm sorry for and I'm shameful for, but the greatest thing I ever done was accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You know, where I err and where I fail. And even today, where I fail and I sin and I come short of the glory of God, that I can come before the Lord and say, "I've sinned, and please forgive me and cleanse me, oh Lord." Isn't that a wonderful thing tonight that we have a God that cares for us? The Bible said that He keeps us. And we're not kept of ourselves. I like that song, "Cleft of the Rock for Me." The rock that's higher than me. The rock, my friend, that keeps my soul. The Bible said in right in the palm of His hand that He holds you today. We need to throw ourselves completely upon the mercy of God. And we need to accept His grace and His mercy. My friend, we need to share with people everywhere we go the love of God and the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was saying when I was sitting back on the bench, all I want to do is get up there and brag on Him. I want to tell people how good He is. My Savior tonight that they sing about. Friend, that's what the world needs tonight more than anything else. They need a people that will love them and a people that will lift up the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, today, regardless of how young a person may be or how old that they may be, no one's saved by their good works or by anything they can do. God declares them righteousness by the blood of Christ. He declares them righteousness by the righteousness of Christ. Even the best person on earth today, my friend, are sinners. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And their righteousness, as one of the writers in the Bible said, is as filthy rags in God's sight. But friend, I'm glad tonight that we have a Savior. I'm glad that we have a Savior that reaches out just as He reached out to that thief on the cross. When he humbled his heart and repented of his sins, Jesus reached out to him, and he reached out right to where he was at. You see what I'm saying? I'm glad tonight. I'm glad tonight that we can know that we're saved. Have you ever heard someone say, "I hope that I'm a Christian," or "I'm trying to be a Christian"? You know, when we hear people say that, that's a very humble thing to say. But it's not scriptural tonight. It's completely unscriptural.
Right.
The Bible makes it clear.
Right.
John tells us in his word. You know, he said, "I wrote this that ye may know." My friend, today the Bible makes it clear that when one is saved, the Bible says if you confess with your lips that Jesus is the Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Yeah.
You see tonight, when you've done this, you're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
It's not an emotion or it's not the feeling. It's much more than that tonight. My friend, the authority of salvation rests upon God's Word and what God's Word says to you and I and what was done, the finished work of the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
You see, a feeling tonight, it may come immediately or it may come gradually. But you know, I'm glad tonight that His saving grace comes upon us and He leads and guides us with His grace every day of our life. I know the morning I got saved. I'll never forget the morning I got saved. When they came around to fellowship, my mom was shouting. She was jumping about that high. And, you know, at that point, I didn't really know what it's all about. I didn't have a clue.
Right.
But as you experience life and as you experience the grace of God, you begin to see what they see. And friend, it becomes more real to you. And friend, tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt tonight, we can know that eternal life starts instantly when a person accepts Christ and knows Him as their personal Savior. We can know tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We can say tonight that we're certain that we're saved by the grace of God. And not boasting, but rather accepting exactly what God's Word says and believing that God will do what He says He will do. You see, tonight, God put our sins on the Lord Jesus Christ. And He took them to the cross of Calvary. And He bore them there freely for you and I. And God's completely satisfied with that sacrifice that was made on the cross. There's no sacrifice we can make. There's nothing that we can do to merit the favor of God. But it's through His grace. And He will eternally remain faithful. And friend, today, He'll never take up judgment against us again. The Bible said that He cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. Isn't that a wonderful thing tonight that we're saved by the grace of God? I'm thankful tonight that when He died on the cross of Calvary, God vindicated everything that Jesus did.
Amen.
And He gave Him all authority in heaven and earth.
Right.
When we receive the Savior in a simple faith, we can say with assurance that I'm saved and I know it. You know, how marvelous is it tonight to have that assurance? I think about Paul when Paul talked about the assurance that he had. He prayed that he'd remove that thorn from him that he was buffeted with, and he promised him, my friend, that he'd give him assurance. Friend, tonight, it's the same assurance that you have that you're saved by the grace of God. Yeah. When we look at this tonight, we see the thief on the cross of Calvary. Even though he was saved at the 12th hour, the last part of his life, he was saved. I heard a person one time say that the way the thief was saved, and a neighbor of ours down the road from us was saved on his deathbed. I heard a person say one time that he just blundered into paradise. You know, tonight, it's really a fair description of every one of us. We all blunder into heaven, don't we? Because we come simply as sinners, throwing ourselves upon the grace of God. Truly, this man had wasted his life. There's no question about it. But in a sense, we do the same thing until we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Many years ago, Ambrose, one of the early Christian preachers, he said, "How much richer was Christ's grace than the thief's prayer?" Another modern writer, he said, "Christ swept the man into a full embrace of God's love." You know, I think tonight, one fact that's worth noting was that the words of Christ, the words of Christ that led this man to repentance and faith, it wasn't the words that he spoke to him. As I told you, Jesus didn't even speak to him until the convicting work of the Holy Spirit had already done its work. Before the man uttered a word, the sinlessness of Jesus and his refusal to say a word of harshness, even though he was treated with cruel treatment beyond anything we can imagine tonight. Those are the things that the Holy Spirit used to bring the thief to his prayer of forgiveness, was the love that God had for him. You see, tonight, as the church and as God's people, we need to embrace our people and love them. And we need to share the love of God with them. We need to lay aside the things of the world. And, you know, as the song says, we need to get the dust off of the altar. And we need to pray for those that's lost and undone. And we need to be a witness to them. You know, he spoke of an unseen world, of an unseen place that was already familiar. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I think about sometimes when the saints of God's getting ready to leave this world, they begin to see sights they had never seen before. They begin to see that eternal place that Jesus went to prepare. I love that in John chapter 14. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Amen. What a Savior tonight. Amen. What a Savior we have. When this sinner laid on Jesus the guilt of his sin and the weight of his soul and his concern for eternity, Jesus accepted the burden, and he brought assurance to him. And he can do the same tonight for anyone, anywhere, anytime. And boy, I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful tonight that he loves us beyond measure, that he cares for us tonight. And his grace and his mercy is sufficient for every need. I'm thankful tonight that we come together in the Lord's house as God's people, and that tonight that we can lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. And we can come face to face with the loving Savior tonight that still reaches out with mercy and grace to every person. If there's a need of salvation tonight, he reaches out. If you have a need in your heart and in your life, whatever it may be, Jesus said, come, come,
and I'll bear that burden. I'm thankful tonight that he's our burden bearer. I'm thankful tonight that he keeps us. I want to leave this thought with you. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Love you so much. I tell you, the world today. The world today, they're looking at the things that's temporal and the things of the world. But the Bible said one day after a while that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm thankful tonight that he gives us space, that he gives us time, and he calls us by his Holy Spirit because he loves us so much that we can confess him and know him as our personal Savior. If you hadn't done that tonight, it's my prayer that you'd come to know him as your personal Savior.
Amen.
As we enter into these services, that we prepare our hearts and our lives to be able to partake of the blood and the body of Christ that was broken. You see, his body was being broken on the cross. The thief saw his body being broken. He saw the Savior giving of himself that every person could have life and have it more abundantly.
Right.
We're thankful tonight that he can save anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Amen.
For the Father.
Amen.